Hello, men. It's just an honor to be with you to host another video for our Faithful Men series. Today we're going to talk about 1 Samuel 25, and we're getting towards the end of 1 Samuel, and we're still in the midst of David kind of running for his life, and he's running from Saul. And we enter in a time now where David enters into a new town, and he's looking for some help. He's looking for some things, and he comes across a man named Nabal, who is not the nicest guy in the whole world. In fact, if you read that, it's pretty clear. He's one of the characters in the Bible that it's all right there. It's clear this guy's not a nice guy. You don't have to read too much into it. But he's married to a woman named Abigail. And so as events unfold in this passage, you see that Nabal is not at all wanting to help David, and in fact insults David. He makes a statement to David, I think, that's very interesting. He calls David Jesse's son. He doesn't call him the soon-to-be king. He doesn't call him a warrior. He doesn't even call him by name. He calls him Jesse's son. That's kind of a sign of disrespect towards David that he would be called that particular name. So as David tries to figure out what to do, he makes up his mind he's going to kill Nabal. He's just going to basically kill the man for his disrespect and for kind of who he is, just a bad man. And something interesting happens. Abigail, Nabal's wife, speaks on Nabal's behalf to David. And she pleads with David to not kill Nabal. In fact, she says, you don't want that bloodshed on your hands. You don't want that blood guilt. You don't want to carry around the guilt of killing someone or doing something to someone based on emotion. And I think it's interesting for us to just stop and think about that for a second. I'm not saying that any of us are out there thinking about killing people, for heaven's sake. But what I'm talking about is, how many times have we felt like that we deserve to seek out revenge? That we deserve to set things right? That we needed to seek justice? And how many times could we have used someone like an Abigail to speak into our lives and ask us to restrain? And so I want us to talk about that word. I want us to talk about the word restrain. And I want to ask you this question. How many areas of your life do you need to practice restraint in? How many areas of your life are you participating in right now where you realize, you know what? I need to pull back from that. I need to push back from the table. I need to push back and not continue in this process of wherever this is going. And maybe it's an anger thing. Maybe it's a focus on money, a greed thing. Maybe it's a relational thing where you've become so consumed with how a relationship should be. Maybe it's and your kids, you've become so consumed with maybe managing them or micromanaging them. Maybe you need to take a step back and just show restraint. And I would say there's another part of this, and I think this is where we can learn something from Abigail. Abigail is a person who speaks in the life of David and says, you should show restraint. And maybe we don't have people that speak specifically to that, but maybe we could go ask people, other men specifically, I have a question for you. Where are areas that you think I should practice restraint? I recently had a conversation with someone who I felt like they just talked too much. They would consume conversations. And that conversation that I had with them was actually very helpful to them because they said no one had ever mentioned that to them. No one had ever spoken to them that they needed to practice restraint because it was beginning to hurt their credibility. And there are things in our lives that affect our credibility, affect how we move forward in our relationships, in our relationship with the Lord. So who do we have in our life that we feel like we could go to and say, what areas do you feel like I should practice restraint? And maybe for you, you just need to seek the Lord in those answers. Maybe it starts with a prayer to God that says, God, open up my eyes and my heart to areas where I need to practice restraint, where I need to push back from the table, where I need to not continue down this path. The Lord will make it clear if your heart and your mind are open to listen and to hear what He has to say. And then we need another man in our life that's going to help us. I know our wives, if you're married, they can tell us plenty of areas that we need to practice restraint in. They have no problem doing that, which is great. It's part of why we love them. But we need other men. We need to band together as faithful men to come together and say, you know what? What areas do you feel like I need to show restraint in? And then we need to practice that. Because it's important for our growth, not only as men, but our growth with our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, practice restraint. This is a great chapter on that. We can learn a lot from just patience. We can learn a lot from just kind of pulling back. and seeking guidance and seeking wisdom. And I hope that you do that this week. I love you guys. Keep on pushing through. You're doing great.